This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you were curious if the Torpedo Bats were here to stay, Rob Manfred spoke over the weekend about it and said, quote, that they are absolutely good for Major League Baseball. So if you're thinking, hey, are these going to stick around? Are they going to do a rule thing? The answer is no. I guess the question I have for it, is it actually good for baseball? And simply put, I think yes. Anything in which people talk about your sport that also hypothetically, and we don't even know for a fact because we need more long-term evidence for these bats being used by more Major League players over a longer time. If it brings more offense into the game and people are talking about it, good. It is actually good for the sport. I got some questions about whether or not, you know, they have the amount of impact that we seem to think they might have 10 days into the season, but it is good for baseball. I actually think Rob Manfred's right.
Well, the whole thing,
and I
over-
don't like agreeing with Rob Manfred.
I know he's not, you don't like him. It's overblown though. This entire thing is overblown. I don't have to tell you, you were in spring training covering this team for many years as well. Different bat styles is not some new concept.
Oh yeah, there the axe one.
Well, that was just the handle. That's more of that was more of like a cosmetic thing than even like a true like what we're talking about here. But there are multiple styles, like hundreds, maybe thousands of different bat styles. Players. I'm not even just talking about like color. I'm talking about like actually like different style of bat that's supposed to give you a little bit of an advantage on one area over the other. And this player's
based on
comfortable
the way you swing.
So this is like the torpedo bat is a different style of bat that is ultimately all it is. And if you're a player that is the ball, you know, you're hitting it consistently in that one spot, well then maybe the torpedo bat is good for you. If you're someone that is, you know, hitting it towards the end of the bat, well the torpedo bat's actually gonna be worse for you.
Yes,
because there's less wood on that part of it, right? Like the way they're adjusting these, I think it's all very overblown. It's a fun concept. It's not cheating. Again, it's a different bat style. It's not cheating. It's no different than when somebody switched from maple to, or from ash to maple or whatever at the time, or whatever it was, I think it was Bonds that did that. Like
the good old maple to ash.
People switched. When he started hitting, people started trying it out.
It's probably the steroids.
And more and more players are of course going to try out the torpedo bat, I think, but it's such an overblown thing over the last week and a half or so. This has been around, like you could have had a torpedo bat 15 years ago. It's not like there's, Easton, sure, or what's the other, you know, Vixis or whatever, what all these different bat manufacturers, they could have done this 20 years ago. Players just, it wasn't accepted. It wasn't, the data didn't back it up yet. We didn't have the data to see it, but it's not cheating. That's crazy.
No, again, like you said, I think a number of those, and again, if it's not cheating, well then yeah, it's good for the, you know, it's fine for the sport. I also think if it actually did, let's just say,
well, the teams are probably ordering them. Like, it would not surprise me. We'll have JJ on, as you said, tomorrow. Like, I know, like, the Nationals general manager was on radio there, and he said that the team has ordered some torpedo bats. It would not surprise me at all if the Royals were doing the same thing. It's just, it's very overblown. That's all.
I think, let's just say it does add offense. They find out that because enough of these guys were getting jammed across the board, that this does add more offense to the sport. Is that a bad thing? That's what they've been trying to do for 5 years. Offense is way down in baseball. The three true outcome thing became bad for the sport because people weren't putting the ball in play. And it wasn't all because the hitters were just trying to knock it out of the park. It's because every single person throws 97 miles an hour with 47 inches of break that they slowly crafted in a lab over the last 6 months. And so if they're going to take the science part of baseball into grips and pitch shapes, and I'm not kidding, and JJ will tell us this, you can create a new pitch in 48 hours in baseball, a holiday weekend. You can go to the lab and create a new pitch grip and start throwing something different 72 hours from when you just did it. And so if this gives a hitter an advantage, I told you, I actually think it's going the way of Hosmer. I think it's going to go the way of, like, it's club for the spot. This guy loves to pitch inside. You're halfway through the game. You've been using your regular bat. But you know this guy does nothing but pitch inside, pitch inside. And the contact you've made with him over the last 3 years is lower on the handle. Pick up the torpedo bat and take advantage of the sweet spot differences that go there. If it helps offense, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know how much of an adjustment it can happen in season, though, because
a lot
of them need to go to the bat manufacturer and they hook up all these things, right? Like, and they get data and they can tell, and they'll have you swing a 500 times or whatever, and they can tell, all right, percentage of the 500 swings, this is where you make contact with the baseball. Maybe the torpedo bat is not right for you, as I was saying. Like, so I think ultimately you can order them in season all you want, but you probably need to actually have the data, the trackers, if you will, set up on the swing analyzation to figure out, like, does it actually, like, just pick a Royals player, right? For Michael Massey, it might be beneficial. For Vinny, it may not be. Like, pick a player, right? So it's not going to be for everybody, but I agree with this text. You know, if it was the Royals or White Sox that were hitting a bunch of home runs the opening weekend, the torpedo bats would not nearly be as big of a story as it was because the Yankees did it against the Brewers. And that I absolutely think is true. So the New York Yankees were the team that had the most players at the time.
Like, they buried them.
I looked it up over the weekend, and I do think every baseball team is now going to order these bats just because why not, and try it out, at least behind the scenes. Only like 11, 12 teams were using them so far. By the end of the year, 32 teams. Or 30 teams. Maybe 32 expansion, you know?
They're going to expand, and those teams are also going to use them.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.